It has been the great honor of my life to serve our country and the people of Florida.
I will always treasure the friendships that began here.
Know that I love this place and you. Almost all of you.
Finally, I want to thank my mom and dad.
Often fighting back tears, senators said goodbye to colleagues and reflected on the institution they are leaving. Democrat Bill Nelson, who once flew aboard the space shuttle Columbia, made a plea.
To resist the pulls of partisan acrimony and the forces that seek to divide us. Tribalism is our problem. And if not corrected, it's going to take our country down.
Utah's Orrin Hatch is departing as the nation's longest-serving Republican senator, first elected to the chamber in 1976.
If we are divided, then the nation is divided. If we abandon civility, then our constituents will follow. And so to mend the nation, we must first mend the Senate. We must restore the culture of comedy, compromise, and mutual respect that used to exist here. We must be the very change we want to see in the country.
Missouri Democrat Claire McCaskill spoke more bluntly.
No family is complete without an embarrassing uncle. We have too many embarrassing uncles in the United States Senate. Lots of embarrassing stuff. The United States Senate is no longer the world's greatest deliberative body. And everybody needs to quit saying it. Until we recover from this period of polarization and the fear of the political consequences of tough votes.
North Dakota Democrat Heidi Heitkamp also urged a rejection of fear.
I said, we have to get out of the shared culture of failure, believing it can't happen. It can happen. We can do really big and great things when we believe we can and when we refuse to accept failure.
Much is at stake, according to Republican Jeff Flake of Arizona, a frequent and outspoken critic of President Donald Trump.
The road to democracy is not irreversible, not in Moscow, not in America, not anywhere. As we in America, during this moment of political dysfunction and upheaval, contemplate the hard-won conventions and norms of democracy, we must continually remind ourselves that none of this is permanent, that it must be fought for continually.
The speeches weren't all dour. Many struck a wistful tone.
It is hard to leave the friends and the work that I love.
So I leave here grateful and optimistic.
Then, words spoken countless times before, but soon no longer.
Thank you very much. I yield the floor.
With that, Mr. President, I yield the floor.
I yield the floor.
It's been an incredible honor. Madam President, I yield the floor.
I yield the floor.
Michael Bowman, VOA News, the Capitol.